Alright, hello everyone. Welcome to episode 5 of the Barkouts podcast.
Six.
Man, you're right. I'm the one. I should know this. But anyway, this is episode 6, y'all. We have two special guests all the way from Gray's Lake.
Blaze Lake.
Oh, okay. I don't know the lingo out there anyway. So, we're going to choose everyone. Our guests are going to go first, and I'm going to go last.
Alright, what's cracking, y'all? I'm Robert. It's just names, right?
You could drop your ads, man.
Oh, it's R-O-B, the number 4, E-N. That's Rob Foreign.
Okay, can you explain your username now?
I'll do it later, but we just doing introductions.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, and I'm confused about
clear some shit up. I am not from Blaze Lake. I'm from Round Lake.
Are you?
Really?
I mean, I stay in Round Lake. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I stay in Skokie now. Bro, I stay everywhere.
Dude,
I be everywhere.
Like dropping your where you
live. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's his address too.
What?
All right. Next, we got.
Yo, this is Gavin. I'm from Blaze Lake. Grace Lake.
He's also like our number one fan.
And yeah, listen to that first podcast, man.
If you'd like to contest that, leave a message. Like we have messages.
I'll fight
on
you.
These things. He's listened to all of our podcasts. Since who knows when. And then we got our usuals.
What's up, Justin? You already know.
What?
Oh, never mind. Oh, that's me. My bad. Oh, Ishiwashi Bruno, right? Joshua Bruno.
Ishiwashi?
And then we got your host, Lawrence. So we're going to kick this one off. Yeah, actually, let's kick this one off by you explaining your username again.
All right, so like I said, it's Rob Foreign, R-O-B-4-E-N. Oh. Yeah, it makes sense when I say it out loud, because like,
were you whispering?
Rob Foreign.
Rob Foreign, because yeah, like, like people be saying, bro, I'm exotic. Like,
get the fuck.
Yeah, like I was born in the Philippines. Like, to explain it even better, like, I'm not from this planet. I don't know. I'd be different, bro. I don't know how else to explain it. I'm foreign.
We're going to move to Justin Drone because we're in his living room right now. We don't want to be too loud. But for real, though.
That's a code name, right?
It's a code name?
Yeah.
Damn, do we have to do another test?
I hate that I have to explain it. Oh, yeah, we gotta get the acoustics.
We gotta get the acoustics in the room, though.
I mean, if we all sit around, won't we be good? Are you worried about the flip? Oh, I forgot I had body armor one time. Shout out Body Armor, bro.
Body Armor? They're not sponsored. We're not getting paid for any of that shit. They're not sponsoring the podcast. But shout out, though, Body Armor. If you want to sponsor the podcast, go ahead.
Shout out anyone
Apple.
Oh, we doing shout outs. Yo, shout out Classic Studio. If y'all trying to make some music type shit,
oh, yeah,
hit
go
my
ahead,
line.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
For people that don't know, Robert interns at this studio.
Yeah, so I'll be working there. I can do I can record y'all, mix y'all, and I'm starting to get into production. So if y'all trying to do this music shit, like hit my line. It's 40 an hour and it's minimum 2 hours, but I'll pay your first hour. Fuck with me.
What's the resume looking like, though?
Hey, cut that, bro.
Man. What's the resume look like, though? Can I put this on top of your laptop? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I'll place this right here. Oh, actually, I'll place it over here. Anything else from our other guest, Gavin?
What are you working on?
Who's your girlfriend?
What's going on in life, bro?
What's up, bro?
CLC Community College.
CLC?
Yeah, bro. I ain't got that money for that university life.
Yeah, me too.
So catch me at CLC. Got my medical imaging.
Hey, major.
Okay.
Get
just,
it.
Your boy just screened. So he's going to find out the news in April. Yeah. That's about it, though.
Cool. Okay.
Good luck.
Cool.
Okay.
I don't know what the topic was for this one. I forgot.
What we said, college.
College experience. Y'all want to talk about? Y'all want to talk about college?
Fight me, bro.
Well, I mean, I'll go ahead, Bruno.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'm not really dropping now, y'all gotta chill.
I was kidding.
I was just kidding, bro. Actually, I am kidding.
Joke lang.
I'm gonna be a full-time dancer. I'm kidding.
What kind of dancer?
The one that makes money. I'm going nursing,
bro.
Going
nursing.
Hey, for sure.
Jabalki.
Dancing nurse.
Jabalki. Or nurse. Dancing nurse. Yeah.
Were you really moving to the Philippines?
Yeah, just for school.
Hey. For sure.
Yeah. That's tough. Crazy. Where you moving to in the Philippines?
Manila area.
Hey.
Just because of his whole location.
That's what's up. That's
I'm going to live by that one Jollibee on that one corner.
Bro, which one? I might go back there, like, next year, for real, for real.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
I'll take you around.
Yeah.
I got a car.
I've been around, bro. You got a car?
I'll get a car. I'm getting a car.
Mm-hmm. You gonna drive in Manila?
Yeah.
You're not gonna want to drive too. In Manila. For real?
Yeah.
Bro, them apartments little as shit.
I know. But yeah. It's just me, though.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Am I one
of them? I mean, not till he gets there. You're gonna get a woman.
I'm gonna double my
girlfriends.
Bruno
to
Brunhoes.
Brunhoes. Brunho world. He taking Bruno around, bro, from America to Philippines.
Bruno Earth to Bruno World. Brunho world.
Isn't that the same thing?
Cold world.
Cold world.
And then I come back.
You coming back like after school?
Yeah. I'm going to Cali, I'm not coming back.
Oh, you said fuck Chicago?
Yeah, low key. After when I get my nursing shit, I'm gonna move to California.
Hey, I feel you on that too.
Low key, it's
Cali boys, bro.
They got a lot of opportunities over here.
Fuck Grayson Lake.
I'm just gonna. After. When I leave, I'm only gonna come here for a vacation. That's it.
Yeah.
That's good. That's kind of weird to, like, think about, but, like, I've been here my whole life.
Damn, dude.
Same.
I mean, I had the same experience too. Like, I lived in the northern border of Wisconsin and
northern
Illinois.
Border of Wisconsin?
Or no. Northern border of Illinois and southern border of fucking Wisconsin. And yee town.
Yeah, there ain't shit.
Cornfields. Yeah. I've lived there most of my life and then. Like, I experienced, like, the transition of moving is fucking hard. Like, especially for a different country, you know? Like, I'm just moving, like, I just moved an hour, like, apart, like, to a different town. It was hard.
You moved to a different time
zone, bro. You moved to a different time zone.
14 plus.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we about to FaceTime you at 3 in the morning, and it's, like, 4 o'clock here.
Are you gonna wake up to all the roosters and shit? Oh, wait, no, you going to Manila.
You wake up to all
the cars.
Yeah, you're gonna wake up to all the traffic.
Like, why? Stoy po
tang it. Let's wake up to gasoline.
You know what?
Smell of diesel. Yeah, love it.
You know what? Me and Gavin were talking about earlier before all you guys got here.
No, of course not.
What do we know?
I'm about to tell you. No, I was like telling him how, like, I'm so proud of everyone around me, cause like right now, like, I feel like everyone's going through change. And, like, everyone's risk-taking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to the Philippines to pursue nursing. You're going to a whole new-ass country to go to school there, you know? Like, and I know that it makes you happy, and I'm so fucking proud of you. And I saw, like, your growth, like, from beginning, from our friendship to the end. Or, like, not to the end. Like, till now.
Oh, sorry to break it to you, but
no, I'm cutting you off right now. No, but, like... From present day now and ongoing, like, I'm so proud of you guys. And then Robert's like killing it in the studio, you know.
Fake killing it. I don't know if
I'm. No, man. Like,
I'm getting there. I'm on my way.
I see how like passionate you are. You know.
Yeah, bro. Definitely. Like, this shit weird. Like, my parents were talking to me. They were saying like I look happy.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah. And I see. Like, even though we don't talk, like, I mean, I told this to Gavin. Like, even though I don't really talk to you guys as often or see you guys often, like, I see how hard you guys are working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, like, that makes me so fucking proud of you guys. Like, we don't need to, like, communicate all the time. We just know that we're all going to be good, you know?
We grown, bro. That's crazy.
Man.
That's what I'm saying.
And I feel like... I feel like we don't need that. We don't need to update each other every single day. Like,
yeah.
Like, I know like, all you guys are going to be good. Like, and then... Even if we don't talk for days, weeks, months, like, I know that Like, when we do talk, it will pick it up like nothing ever happened.
Everybody's just doing their own thing, right?
Then Gavin, he's like working hard in the medical area, you know.
Medical imaging. And on his body, imaging. Bro. I know this is a podcast.
And he's been working out. Ladies. Ladies.
He said ladies.
Hit him up. Hit him up.
Bro, he's sexy.
Or follow his fitness. Follow his fitness page. Gavin's sexy. And plug it in.
Daddy Gavin.
Come on now, sit up.
Catch me at Ultra Light.
Ultra Light.
Spell it out for the ladies.
That's O, and it's a C, H A, and then L.
Light.
I.
Like a light.
H T. No space.
Like a light.
That's hot.
Y'all can keep talking. I'm not trying to.
Oh.
See, this is what happens a lot, though. You're good.
Yeah, but like.
It's just a block.
No, it's like on the wall, bro.
Oh.
No, the other one.
Man, yeah, man, everybody be doing their own shit. It's crazy, dude.
I'm fucking living in the city, driving out here to the suburbs for some education.
True.
Where you go?
It's the grind. Bro, it's a daily grind.
You go to where?
I go to Harper.
But you live in the city?
I'm about to live in the city.
Where are you moving to?
The city?
No, like, wink. Yeah, we'll talk about this after type shit.
Okay, if y'all don't know, my family's moving out. Like, mm-hmm. My family, like, everyone, I'm sorry, everyone in my family is, like, moving to West Coast, Washington.
Mm-hmm. Seattle.
So, like, but I'm the only one staying.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
and then, hell
oh, they're gonna smoke some dope?
Yes, bro, Washington has that shit legal.
Yeah, I know they do, but my mm-hmm. family about to be looking more chinking than they are now.
True.
But yeah, so I'm gonna be the only one here, and they're planning to sell the house so that they could use their money out in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, now I thought I was gonna stay in the house.
You're homeless.
Mm-hmm.
But they flipped the switch on me. I come home and they're packing shit, and I'm like, yeah, I know y'all packing, but why y'all packing my things?
I didn't tell y'all I was moving with you.
I thought I was staying in the crib. They're like, no, we're trying to sell it. And I'm like, huh? Where am I going to live?
Find a place to live, bro.
Like,
I found out.
Good luck, everybody.
I'm about to live in my car, Brenda.
Hopefully not.
I mean, hopefully not.
It's,
I mean,
it's cold out here.
Well, I mean, it'll be the summer, though. So.
Yeah.
Gotta get the blankets, though. Like, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
But yeah, so.
Got a house hop.
Luckily. Huh?
I hope the mic picked up.
Can I crash? Can I crash?
You want to shout out? Do you want to shout them out?
Nah, quit playing. That's a problem. I've definitely had, like, I've slept in my car a couple days type shit.
Yeah, same. I've done that too.
Mm-hmm. It's like, a struggle, but I'm with you.
You go to a public bathroom?
Nah, so like...
yeah.
Nah, it's just like, I'm not like staying in my car. It's just like, damn, I need to sleep, but I'm not trying to drive home.
Exactly.
And then come back up here to go to school. So I'm just...
Shout out to all the commuters.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
I have a toothbrush, deodorant. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll be bringing extra clothes.
Living that nomad life.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have that travel kit with you, bro.
I showered at your crib today.
I know, you did. You're like, can I shower?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to go back home.
I'm like, it's fine, man. Shower. Just grab a towel.
Yes, yeah, sir.
I mean, you always shower in my house.
True.
Yeah.
Respect the grind. But yeah, so... Everyone's, like, lives right now are taking, like...
Dude.
Everyone, like, in our little, like...
Friend group
is, like, our...
Transitioning
butterflies. We're ending one chapter and starting another tonight.
This is our transition year.
It's a new chapter for, all, like, most of us.
2019 is making a lot of moves on us already.
It's hitting me hard.
2019 kicking my ass, bro.
Dude, I said this is gonna be a good year. Hell no. No, I mean, it's getting better, you know.
It's going to be a good year in retrospect, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like it hasn't even... The year's still young, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it's only like 3rd month in, bro.
Yo, no, it's not. It's the last day of March.
Okay, yeah, so we're starting the fourth month, bro.
Yeah, bro, we're a third away done with the year.
Oh, hell no.
Damn.
Yeah.
I got so many opportunities.
Oh, I have a question. Do you guys believe in horoscopes?
Hey, I thought we were talking about college first.
Oh, okay.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Okay, bet. Yeah, who wanna go first?
Yeah.
Dude, I
saw your voice on this.
It's like, it's the Taurus horoscope.
No, like, do you use CoStar?
No, use CoStar, bro.
Yeah,
CoStar?
CoStar.
Oh, I use horoscope.com.
Yes, like, same.
That's like the one.
CoStar is pretty accurate. CoStar.
So CoStar?
Yeah, because like you have to put in your birth date.
I have CoStar.
Yeah, I have it too. I got it because
let's read our horoscopes real quick.
Yeah, add me. Add Robert.
Sometimes we talk about like relationships and stuff.
Let's
like,
all say our horoscope signs.
What's our horoscope
signs? What's our zodiac signs?
Yeah, I know mine by heart. So I'm a double Virgo. That be meaning?
I'm a Taurus.
What's a double Virgo?
So, double Virgo, it means, like, I'm a Virgo in, like, two things. Because there's, what is it, like sun?
Oh, sun and moon sign.
And rising.
I don't know what that means.
What?
What's a sun sign? Because isn't your moon sign the main one?
Yeah.
The moon sign is supposed to be what you actually are.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But like, how you feel.
But what's a sun sign?
I guess service level.
I forgot what time I was born, so, like, this might be
all I know is the Pisces.
You're a Pisces?
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
No, it's like
March 11th.
Time frame and then time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Like day you were born and then like time you were born.
Mm-hmm. I was born around the afternoon.
And, yeah, the area where you were born.
Mm-hmm. I was born down near like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's how you get like super accurate.
Mm-hmm. I'm a sun and a rising in Virgo, and then I'm a moon in Cancer.
I'm a Cancer. Like, it's all obvious. Like
Cancer period?
I don't know, like...
I'm a Gemini, baby.
Gemini?
Yeah.
I just know through the date. How do I... What's the other one?
You gotta know
Just download the app, dude.
Yeah, you gotta know the exact time you were born.
I know
exactly. And, like, the place.
I know that, too. I know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I it's so obvious I'm a Cancer, like...
Mm-hmm.
Hence...
What did my horoscope say?
I'm a sensitive...
Let's read our horoscopes.
I'm very emotional.
CoStar had told me I never try and like clear it out, but I can't.
Dude, I get notifications like, stop overthinking. I'm like, how'd you know?
I've been getting notifications like, don't get in your feelings today, and I'm just like,
I won't.
I'm like, you bright.
Some of mine are not that accurate, but
you have an Android?
Can't find CoStar on Android. That's tragic.
iPhone only.
Let me just read it right now. So if this ends, sorry, because I'm downloading CoStar.
Shout out.
Sponsor us, please.
Sponsor us, CoStar. We're,
ooh, tomorrow's pretty. Ooh. Okay.
Anyone pulling up their thing?
I don't know. I use, like, two apps. It's, like, Daily Horoscope and CoStar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been using CoStar lately.
What's your horoscope?
How the fuck you check the horoscope?
Dude,
the notification always tell me my horoscope of the day. I want to say today it told me like,
you gonna see your friends?
Like, no, it told me something about like
horoscope.com right now.
It told me like, something about opportunities and just like take every opportunity you can today.
What you got today? Like, oh, this guy?
Which me?
The opportunity of being on the podcast?
Just every opportunity. Well, yeah. The podcast, like, that counts too. Producing things? Nah, I didn't go to the studio today.
No.
Yeah, I should've. I feel weird whenever I don't go, but like, yeah. Today, like, I had hooped with people from the studio. That was an opportunity.
That was dope.
Mm-hmm. That shit was planned.
Damn, bro.
But,
I found my horoscope for today.
Go ahead, man.
Sometimes the distance between success and failure is that one step you take when you feel like giving up. Damn,
bro, dude, that's
holy fuck. Holy dude. Crap.
One time you was trying to stop your essay.
Dude, I was trying to... Yeah, that's crazy. And then it says, for all you know, Cancer, that one step or the next one could be the step that launches you forward.
Damn.
Bro, that's accurate as shit.
Dude, that's crazy.
Hey, bro, can you check other people's too?
Yeah.
Check mine.
You may feel like you are at the point... Or at the giving up point for something important, but this is too important to give up on now or ever. While you exist, there is still hope, and there is still a chance if that's what you want. Go for it. The universe is smiling down upon you, waiting for you to try.
Bitch!
Yeah, bro.
Dude,
you don't even have to look at your acceptance letter.
Dude,
I'm kidding.
I already made it in.
Oh, shit.
It's confirmed.
Yeah.
The stars are aligned.
So to, like, update you guys, like, right now I go to community college, and it's always been like my dream to go into university, and today I finally like finished that admissions essay, and I finally submitted it and yeah, but I finally did that today, so that makes me feel happy.
How do you find the horoscope?
Well, I'm on a different app.
Oh, oops.
All right, let's read Bruno's. Yes. Oh, someone. Someone or something.
This thing about me?
Thirsty ass.
I am thirsty, bro.
No, but it says someone or something new that pops up in your world today is not what it seems. You may sense this right away, Tauros. But
Tauros.
But you. That sounds like a Pokemon.
Yeah, it is. Sounds a Pokemon. Like the Pokemon.
I thought you said my last name. My last name is Tauros.
Tauros.
Taurus.
Is that how you
say it?
Taurus? Taurus. Taurus. Taurus.
I don't know.
Taurus.
No. Taurus.
It's Taurus.
Taurus.
Like a
Taurus.
That sounds like my last
Taurus.
Name.
Taurus.
Taurus. Taurus. Taurus. Oh, okay, so, but it says, but you may not acknowledge it because this is something you would like to believe in, but reality should not be ignored, or you could wind up wasting your time and more on a pointless endeavor. There's something
pointless endeavor.
Endeavor. There, fuck, I can't read, I'm so sleepy.
Are you good?
There's something better available to you. It may not look as spectacular on the surface, but it is real and far more valuable than you see at the moment.
It's a girl.
Wait,
dude.
It's my one true love.
Is it accurate?
You
oh, it's
are
April
my
1st.
First
April Fool's.
He said April Fool's.
Is it April
1st?
April Fool's.
Yeah. Oh,
shit.
April Fool's, bitch. That
was a lie. That wasn't your horoscope.
Damn.
Wait, what's your sign?
Pisces.
Pisces?
She's a Pisces.
Somebody thinking
here, you want to read it?
Alright, Monday, April 1st. Something that did not work out recently.
Sounds like a diary.
Dude, you're kicking your legs like
you're sitting down. He's laying down on Justin's bed. And he's like kicking his legs. He's like, dear diary, March 1st.
Something did not work out recently. May have plunged you into a dark mood and a mentality of hopelessness.
Uh-oh. Oh no.
You may have been counting on this, Pisces, but you can't change the situation now. Even so, your dark mood and your feelings of hopelessness need to change. And you're the only one who can change them. You need to recognize that reason you're feeling this way is probably because you believe you have no other options. But you do. Explore other
ways to so animated.
Are you okay?
I
just
read
you
like that, man.
You'll be
I'm good. I don't feel anything right now.
No, remember the talk we had about that one thing that you're scared of doing but you don't want to do?
What is it? It's a girlfriend.
Damn.
You got a girl. Gavin got a girlfriend.
No, I don't. I wish I did.
Yeah, me too, bro.
Right. Hint.
Ladies.
I'm kidding.
I guess I'll read mine. All right. Time for the Gemini horoscope. All right. April 1st. You may believe that you would need the help of a magic genie, a lucky leprechaun, or a fairy godmother to manifest a certain dream of yours. In other words, Gemini, you probably think that your chances of getting what you want are slim to none. Not so fast, Gemini. Don't put doubts about your dream into the universe. You already have the talent and the connections you need to make this happen. Now, it is only a matter of recognizing the power within.
The power within. Wait, what?
Damn.
Does that relate to you?
Like, yeah,
you feeling that?
Because like I do have the connections. I literally caught up with our T crew friends today.
Oh. Ooh. And wait, like, is there something that you want to pursue?
Just nursing.
Oh,
and shit. Amira, she was in the nursing.
Oh,
she's in the nursing program. And she's like telling me about it. And she's like, if you need any help, let me know. And I'm like,
plug.
Oh,
bet.
The plug.
Oh, where?
Damn. Shit, the song.
Dude, that's want to
read yours out loud?
This is wild.
Yeah. It's a. Bro, my back hurts. So I'm trying to like
bro, this
I'm
is
doing that
shit,
one
man.
Yoga pose.
I'm not trying to like slouch on my back, bro. I just did back yesterday.
Dude, he's swole as
gains. gains.
Daddy Gavin.
Anyway, sorry.
Gavin, green machine, also raccoon tamer.
Green
certified.
If you need a
skunk or raccoon extermination, call 773-569-1211.
You really put your phone number out there?
Yes, sir.
You risky
you risky fuck.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's your real phone.
No, it's not, I swear.
Cap. Anyway, you may be hoping for a fairy tale ending to a story in your life that began long ago. Yee. That may very well happen for you. Virgo. I don't like how they talk to me like that. Virgo.
OMG.
But it may not be precisely the fairy tale ending you have in mind.
It won't be happy.
Shit. Damn, all right.
Hey, shit, bro. Let me finish.
Shit, bro.
However, that's not a bad thing at all. Fuck you, bro. Shit. Fight me. Anyway. Whether this story involves romance, money, or sex? Some big dream of yours.
Sex? What?
Virgo, you will have a happily ever after moment where you ride off into the sunset, but perhaps on a different horse and a different direction that you originally envisioned. Be open to that.
You know what? I had it on my tractor. I imagine like Fabio.
Yeah, dude. Fabio on the sunset.
Just with a fucking mane of hair. Mm-hmm. Just like flowing in the sunset.
Oh man, you remember when I had that goddamn bun?
The man bun?
When I had the man tail.
In the top knot.
Yeah, the top knot. That shit was different. Why'd y'all let me do that,
bro? Dude, I just let you.
Okay, I was about to do that shit too, but then I changed my mind.
I never wanted
God
to.
God bless, I did.
That was one of the ugliest trends I did. I ended high school like that, man.
Oh, your graduation picture.
That's like, what I'm saying, bro. I'm a whole different person. I'm foreign. I ain't from here.
Different breed.
He's exotic.
Mm-hmm. He's exotic.
But yeah, be open to that. So yeah, that's damn near.
If she foreign, she ain't boring.
Huh?
What?
You say he.
You say he.
He.
What's a Virgo? What's a Virgo? Taurus is like a bull or something. That's what I see.
Virgo's like
a virgin, bro. We supposed to be like.
It's like a picture of a woman.
You never had sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had sex, bro.
I don't think you could talk anything.
I'm a crab.
Gemini had
it's the twins. Y'all didn't know that shit.
What is it?
What's
yours?
Pisces, the fish.
The two fish. Mine's a crab.
Two fish?
Mine's two women apparently.
What's yours?
Mine? Gemini? I got the twins.
Gemini.
I'm a bull. Or like a cow or something.
So Taurus, Gemini.
Cancer.
Cancer?
Yeah.
And Pisces?
Pisces, yeah.
I know Pisces is supposed to be sensitive.
Yeah, that's cancer, all I cancers know. Are sensitive.
Yeah.
So I always think you'd be in Pisces.
Geminis are two-faced, apparently. I don't know about that.
You're two-faced?
Apparently. Like, they see... It's either, like, they're two-faced or they see every point
sensitive.
Of the
Yeah, I'm pretty sensitive.
Like,
yeah.
They see two sides.
Depending on the situation.
Dude, freshman year Gavin.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, but that was a turnaround, though, dude.
I remember when we played League. Oh.
I get tilted, bro.
Hello. Oh, my God. That brings me back. We used to play, like, games all the time.
I still play fucking games.
No, I mean like together.
True. Like staying up all night and just fucking doing shit.
Alright, let's go talk about college, y'all.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
But the transition into high school to college, oh man. Dude, I had mad senioritis. Like, same. And I carried that to the next year.
Same here, bro.
Bro, high school didn't teach me jack shit, bro.
No, dude, Twitter. Honest. Twitter taught me shit.
Dude, honestly, it wasn't until, like, I got to college that I actually learned about the real life. The only class that I've taken in high school that was, like, somewhat important to me was personal finance, because that taught me how to, like, do my W-2 and shit, my tax forms and stuff like that. But after you start getting into college, you know, you just... People mind their own business and they just do their own thing, dude. And then you just gotta learn how to adapt. I like it because, you know, you don't have that fucking 8-period schedule that you gotta abide to and shit. You can make your own schedule and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's teaching you how to like live like
and the real time way. Manage.
You have to time manage your stuff. You know,
I have a hard time with that.
It's crazy, you know.
Like even today, holy
dude. I don't know if I brought this up in the different podcast or a different episode, but like in college, you literally have a choice. Like, to go to class or not.
Dude, that freedom is dangerous.
It's dangerous. Yeah, it's like, what is it? It's not, it's like, damn, I'm stuttering the hell.
It's a double-edged sword, bro.
Yeah. It's like addicting.
Time, bro. I got some thoughts on time.
Time? Time's a construct, bro.
I thought it was concept.
Time is relative.
Anyway.
Time is relative? Yeah.
All right. Who guys going with college? You done or you going to keep going? You done or you gonna keep going about college? Are you done or are you finished?
Dude, I said the same thing.
straight up thesaurus.
Wait, what do you mean like
cinnamons.
I'm done?
Like, are you still talking like your thing?
Huh?
I don't know how this works.
Like, I just applied to a university, so I guess I'm going.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna keep going. You know?
Oh no, that's not what I meant. I just meant like.
You were gonna talk about time.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying.
Oh, my thoughts on college. Oh, I think he's like, you still want to go to college? I'm like, yeah, I still want to go to college. I just applied.
Yeah, bro, we just proofread.
We just We just riff off each other, bro. So if you want to talk, just talk.
Oh, true.
Yeah, man, just go.
I don't know if I said this, but...
You just cut Robert off again.
just say it, bro. Come on.
I don't know if I said this in a previous podcast, but I never expect me to do what I'm doing right now in high school. When I was in high school.
Oh, true. Sure,
man.
I never expect me doing any of this.
College is the land of opportunities.
I didn't know I was going to be moving to the Philippines. I didn't know I'd be dancing. I didn't know I had a lot of girlfriends.
Oh,
dude, you're thriving.
Man. Wow.
Keisha 1 through 20.
Well, I'm done. Go ahead, Robert.
All right, y'all. That's a
so,
whole.
So, you know what's.
It's gonna be a whole 180, bro. Y'all, like, college. College is cool. I'm finna drop out for real,
Hey, like, you were talking about how good college is.
I can talk good about college. Like,
would you say, like, the experience is, like, you experienced it? Like, you experienced going to that, like, college? I'm not gonna say the name, but, like,
Columbia.
All right. But yeah, you experienced it. Like, you experienced like community college and then an actual college.
A private college.
Private college. Like art school.
An art school. I'm with all the art shit.
But then like now you want to drop out?
Yeah, so like going from high school, like I had major senioritis. Now think of my level right now. I have dropout-itis, bro.
Dropout-itis. It's a new level.
This is a whole new level.
He's a whole breed.
Like, I've had teachers come up to me and be, like, very nice. And I tell them, like, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but I don't think college is for me.
In Columbia? Or?
Period.
Period?
He's evolved, bro.
Maybe. I don't know. I said that, and I'm kind of scared.
Did you say period? You're like, period.
Just call to the teacher. That's how it be sometimes, man. It's like, you know, you gotta do different shit, man. If something ain't for you and you find something else that like suits your shit, bro, you should go for it. Definitely, I firmly believe in that.
Yeah, college definitely taught me how to like roll with the shit.
Yeah,
like just keep moving and just like be open to everything, especially because I'm at a fucking art school. Like, I gotta be open minded as hell, and I am.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a whole new level, y'all don't know about, bro. This shit.
Well, I mean, fuck with it. Our one friend Nick, who's usually on this podcast, he also talked about like dropping out, like how he has the same views as like, bro. Sometimes college ain't it, bro. Like, it's because he's a dancer, like
definitely,
and shit like that. Like, you just gotta like go out and do this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like for me and him, definitely. That's more like experience versus like
value experience more than like the education side.
Taught, I wouldn't
like,
say
being taught the thing.
Well, yeah.
You know I value experience more than I'd value a certificate or diploma.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Mm,
true, sure.
It's a diploma still, right? In college.
A degree.
It's a degree.
See, school not for me.
No, but yeah, I understand that because like right now I'm in the process before the architecture. Like, I'm actually doing architecture stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm doing the gen eds and all that. Like, to prep for it, like I have to take calculus and physics. Like, bro, I know it's important, but I want to do the hands on stuff with the architecture stuff. Definitely. You know, because like in high school I took a CAD class and I enjoyed it. Then I forgot that you had to like implement the math stuff and all that. Mm-hmm. But like I like the design part, like that's me, but you have to work your way up for it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not like a shortcut to it. There's no shortcut to it.
That's the thing about like art students, like you can't deny raw talent, bro. Like, you could go to school for it and still be you could drop out and still be talented, bro, and people like should recognize that.
Yeah.
But like once people brought up like, oh, he's a dropout, like somehow or like finally like or it instantly loses value, bruh. That's so pity.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fucking.
Society creates like this negative stigma.
Yeah.
Like,
I was just about to say.
Of people like, you know, dropping out of college, like they think that it's not the thing to do, and then you know the society views it as like the wrong thing to do because everybody should be at least a college graduate according to society. But that's sometimes that's not the case, man. I mean, you look at some of the greatest people who have like fucking made companies and shit, like Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, man. They didn't finish college, they dropped out
because they like definitely they had the talent too,
and the idea and the passion, you know.
Like, the way I see it, like, I'm dropping out, but like I'm still like I love learning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but yeah, definitely, like, the experience for me is more needed. education is still needed, but the way the like school system is, I wouldn't say like
it's time consuming.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Should be blowing me, bro. Like,
cause I feel like I don't need some classes for my major. You know, like I don't have to take fucking what's it called, like
humanities,
dude. Humanities, I'm sorry, I was bored as fuck. like the whole time, I remember when I took that class, dude, like a textbook was required. I didn't even use that damn textbook. Like, it was mostly common sense. Like, dude, we had the same teacher.
Depends on the professor, though, too. Sometimes.
Yeah, depends on the professor. The humanities,
you know, my professor
class
made
too.
It fun. You know what my textbook was for humanities? It was a comic book.
What the?
It was only like $12.
No, my teacher.
What humanities classes have you guys taken?
Huh? What is it called? Romantic. Like, something with art. No, but like I'm basically like in science and art major, like it's combined for me, yeah, basically. Sure. Like, but taking that class, like it's an art class, and the whole time I was not interested.
Yeah, me either.
Like she brought in this like keyboard and she'd play like music, and then I'm like, huh? Like what type of class is this? And then she made us sing along too. I'm like, I'm like, I mean, I guess like it's better than writing an essay.
Yeah, she's just showing off.
No, but
like, it was like Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah.
Like twinkle, twinkle.
But like, yeah, I got so bored, man, and the whole time I was just like texting these guys. I'm like, bro,
the test,
we joke. We could use our textbooks, and we could use. Yeah. She said we could use our laptops if there was a textbook, and you know damn well no one's gonna use that textbook on that laptop. No. We got motherfucking Safari, Google Chrome, Firefox, Chrome. But like everyone was just searching up the answers, and she knows, like she was just staring at me the whole time, and I was like, I'm searching up the answers, and you can't stop me.
Wait, you said so.
Oh. I don't know, man. Some humanities classes are alright, man. Cause like in contrast to what you guys say, I'm gonna play like devil's advocate here. Fucking, I took humanities classes like critical thinking, and I'm in intercultural communications right now. Dang. I think those two classes, I mean, in my personal opinion, I think critical thinking was pretty important to me, because you know it talks about how like real world standards and stuff like that, and like how you perceive things in real life, and like what. Like how people are. And then there's also just like intercultural communications just helps you diversify your thinking, because like you look from different aspects of other people from different colors and different races and ethnicities and shit like that. And I feel like it helps you in like a workplace environment. So like when you're say like in business, you know, you learn how to approach other people of different cultures and stuff like that.
Mm.
As opposed to like being not anonymous, like oblivious to fucking whatever people's cultures are, you know, because some things that we do in here normally in the United States is prohibited in like say Japan or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Like, don't get me wrong, like I feel like some of the classes that are required by the colleges like to like make you understand like broader, like be more open-minded, like I respect that.
Mm.
And then there are some classes that you have to take to make you more like human, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. But also like some of them require classes be lame as fuck. Like I'm an audio major, audio design.
Like you don't need
major.
To know like physics. Or no, bro, wait, you
actually I'm in a physics class.
Wait, you need to know. I remember.
I barely need to know physics. Like what the fuck is a sine wave gonna do for me? Like I guess it makes sense. I don't know. Like I'm trying to work in a studio
or something like DJ speech. Class.
My DJ class?
Yeah.
Man, that shit was fun, bro.
Really?
Yeah, that shit was
fun. Did you finish that already?
I can DJ too. I can fake DJ.
Break up with your brother.
Said brother.
DJ ASAP Robbie.
Break up with your brother.
Put that remix on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, classes like speech. Like, at the time, I was a pharmacy major. What the fuck do I need to know about speech?
True. I mean, like, maybe my major, you know, like, I have to present stuff, you know.
Yeah, cause like how you articulate your sentences and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like
but I mean,
to be honest with you, like I could have
improved. I could have spent my summer better instead of talking to people, talking around like fucking Bill Gates.
Like, don't get me wrong, it did make me like it did expose me to speaking in public more, and like I feel like I'm enunciating my words better because of that class.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like working in retail, personally, like made me a better speaker, because they're like, huh? Like, every time you're talking, and then I'm like. enunciating my words better and like
did I fucking stutter?
I was like, no, I can't give you that fucking discount. You know, like I oh my god. Emphasize can we talk about retail real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
For real.
Like I'm not gonna say the store I work at, but
you already have.
I did?
You mentioned it last podcast. Son of a
bitch. Okay, anyways, but you can't find me.
You can't see me now.
Yeah, they know where we
you
live.
Don't know when you work. They don't know when you work.
Yeah, we live in California, bro.
It's like you work every day, bro.
I live in the Philippines. No, I live in Alaska. You don't know. But
they know where we live. We've mentioned it before.
I know. We
Maybe it was like Chicago.
Yeah. Oh,
God. That could be Chicago, Pennsylvania, for all you know.
No, but my first job ever was like a waiter at Steak and Shake. And that was horrible. Like, bad food service, bad management. Like, and then I stopped eating there because I just saw behind the scenes. And
damn, I ate there 2 days ago, bro.
Dude, every time you guys suggest Steak and Shake, I'm like, I'm out.
They got some decent deals, man.
Yeah, though they got it.
I'm about to say
they got that, all the meals under $4.
It's mm-hmm. cheap, but like it's after the working meals. There, like I hated it. You know,
yeah, for sure. And I'd be the same way too.
Then after that, we got a job. Me and Bruno, we got a job at this breakfast place. That was horrible too.
Dang.
Like the servers treated us like shit because we were busboys and damn. They made us do every single thing. Mm-hmm.
They made us do their job too.
This fuck.
No, and I hated it when the customers were complaining about the food when we don't make the damn food. We're just busboys trying to clean up, you know?
I was like, bro, what you want?
Yeah, but I was like so fed up with that job because it was so fast paced and like.
People were getting on my nerves.
Yeah, people were getting on our nerves. And then like, I just bounced. I was like, nope.
I'm just there to clean tables, bro. Why are you yelling at me?
No, but what I hate the most is like. Customers, they get mad at you for something that's out of your control. Like you have to follow this company policy, like by their rules, and like mm-hmm. like you do feel bad. You do feel bad for the customer that you want to
help them.
No, you want to help them, but you can't. Yeah. Like as a human, like you should be sensitive to everyone's feelings. You know.
Yeah.
But like the customers, like they treat you like a robot. Like they think that you sleep at the store every fucking day, and it fucking sucks. Like I'm a human too. Like damn.
Yeah.
Like, I remember this one time, some person wanted a return, but, like, with my company's policy, like, they can't do returns through that, like, if, like, they, don't have a receipt or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the customer wanted a return, but I couldn't, just by policy, and then they were like, why can't you do it for me, like, I won't tell anyone, I'm like, if I do it for you, then I have to do it for everyone, you know, it's not fair, like, and I told them, like, I want to do it. But I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
I could get fired, you know. I'm okay with my job.
Like, oh, no, man. Bro, some customers think they're fucking special, man. Like, honestly, sometimes you're not, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
that's like me bringing
they think they have, them. They think they're like entitled to special treatment and shit, bro. You're the same as everybody else, man. Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that everyone should experience working at a food service, like a food service type of job.
That shit humble you, bro.
That shit
it really does.
Food
really
service does. Or retail, like everyone should experience that. Like I feel like some people skip that process, like they've been giving money. Like I'm not saying like everyone, you know.
I say food service, bro. You know why? Because in retail, like you're helping the people, but in food service, you're literally serving the people. Like you're literally like whatever you need, you just flag them down.
Like you're the bitch, man.
Yeah, exactly. And like some people, like I've been in the food industry. For a while now, and like I haven't really like I know the people you're talking about, and some people like they suck, but other people understand. Like every time I go to a restaurant, like I understand what's going through, like their heads. That's why I'm nice as shit when I'm at restaurants.
Dude, I got to this point in my job where like I just feel, like I sympathize with the people, you know, like oh I'm so sorry, like I can't do that for you, but like you just have to like sympathize with them, and they'll like treat you like a human, and then you're like oh no it's fine, dude. Today I had a customer, I couldn't do a return because she didn't have the receipt. Then she's like, where does it say? I showed her the sign with our policy, and then she's like, bull fucking shit. She throws my fucking sign on my counter, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck? I don't make the rules. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, you know what I think about your policy? And then she threw the shoe on the ground and bounced, and I started laughing because it bounced. Yeah. And then I was like, then she left, and I was like, okay, damn, like I'll just pick it up, like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. don't know.
Like, she's not getting her money back anyway, so shit.
Like, what do you gain from that?
And I was even done talking. I was like, I could give you, like, half the value. Like, oh,
no, human too, dude. Like, come on, man. Yeah.
Like, when I be gone, because I worked at a grocery store. Mm-hmm. So whenever I go to a grocery store, I hate, like, what's it called? I feel like I ask for too much. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll be in that bitch for, like, an hour just trying to find one item. Like, yeah, like, yeah, like I'm like, where's the trash milk? I'm like, they probably know where the milk is, but whenever that shit, whenever people would ask me for the milk, I'd be like, bro, like, we got a map. Like, we got signs. Like,
it says dairy in like 3 foot letters on the wall.
Bro, when people would ask that, I'd be like, yo, like, here's the
this man, you just pull me aside and be like, yo, where
this is. Because I don't work that shit.
True. I mean, I didn't know where everything in that, sir. Mm-hmm. Y'all, for y'all that didn't know, me and Robert used to work at the same grocery store together.
Dude, oh my god. I hate when customers ask you stupid, obvious questions. Mm-hmm. Like, what size is this or something? And it says it, like, right there. Like, come on, man. Yeah. And then, what's it called? Like, I don't know, like, these stupid questions, like, just,
oh,
like,
my god.
Like, I just want to hit my head in.
Whenever people would ask me for directions out of the store that I worked at, I was just like, I don't know.
I just work here.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I don't know, man. I just work here.
Dude, I work.
I'm just the janitor.
Bro, I work at a organic fast food place. And they're like,
organic fast food?
Yeah.
It's pretty bomb.
And like, one time, they're like, so that means everything here is vegetarian, right? I'm like, did you see the sign? We have hamburgers and we have a double cheeseburger. One person was like, does the vegan burger have any meat in it? And I'm like, I'm like, yeah.
Doesn't it say the ingredients on the
menu? It doesn't say it on the menu, but we have a paper that has it, and we just show it to them. They're like, and they showed the lady, and she was like, oh, so it doesn't have any meat in it. And I'm like, it's a vegan burger, so no. And she's like, do you guys put cheese in it? And I'm like, is cheese vegan? Like, no.
Yeah, because she's, it's like, animal product, right?
Yeah. It's dairy, so no.
You know what's the biggest facepalm experience I've had in food service? Someone asked me, can I have a cheeseburger without any cheese? I'm like, you want a burger?
You want a hamburger?
You want a hamburger? They're like, no, a cheeseburger with no cheese. I'm like, are you... Like, I looked at him, and I was like, a hamburger. Mm. No, a cheeseburger with cheese. I'm like, you're fucking with me right now.
That is definitely trolling.
Like, at this point, you're fucking with me. No, but he was asking me, like, seriously. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just put hamburger.
Just give it to him with cheese. You're like, this is a hamburger with cheese, and eat this shit.
I feel like I can't work food service no more because I'll fuck back with people that do.
Oh,
that.
Really?
Like, yeah,
I love working, like, food service, bro.
That's the pure
reason why I love working in food
service. Just, like, messing with them. If they're like, yeah, I want a cheeseburger with no cheese, I'd be like, oh, so you want a double cheeseburger? Hold the double one. Hold the cheese. I got you. And then
just bread?
Mm-hmm, it's like that one episode in SpongeBob, like, no pickles or something.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, he's having it under his tongue.
I've had some fucking weird-ass customers, bro. There's this one dude, man. When I worked at the grocery store, bro, this guy asked me about condoms and shit. Bro, he got mad as fuck because we don't sell his condoms no more. And he made me go to the back to talk to the manager and ask him, hey, bro, do we sell these condoms? And I came back to him, I'm like, yeah, man, we don't sell your condoms no more. And he's like, he just got mad as fuck.
Yeah,
and
they were too small, my dude.
Dude, you know what I fucking hate? Like, customers have to have, like, that confirmation from a higher up.
Yeah.
Like, even though you know the answer. Yeah. Like, I'm one of, like, the managers at the store. And then they had to ask someone higher up than me to know the answer. And then, like, if, like, why shit. Are you asking me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm one of the managers, I should know the fucking answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they ask me, they think I'm wrong, and then they go ahead and ask, like, the store manager or something, and, like, they answer the same way, or, like, they call customer service and they say the exact same thing, and then they're like, oh, okay, I'll just, like, leave. I'm like, you wasted your damn time, 20 minutes probably talking to customer service, and then you're just gonna leave. Like, when you could have just left the first time.
Like, we're not gonna, like, they just think that we'll go out of our way, like, break our backs for those people. And I'm like,
or, like, we're jipping them.
We're, like, potentially trying to fuck them over and shit. Like, no. We just, it's not here.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'd be.
Like, it probably came from, like, experience. Like, probably people fucked them over in the past, but, like, not everyone's like that.
Yeah. I ain't shit. I'd be fucking people. That's some bias. Like, I would, if people would ask me, like, yo, is this in the back? Or, like, yo, can you ask someone about this type shit?
Oh, and, my
like,
God.
I would fake. I'd go in the back, and I'd just, like, I'd look around, go on my phone a bit, go back out and be like, yeah, we don't have it. Or, like, I'd pick up the phone, I'd look at them through the window, and I'd just be, like, talking, and I'd look at them, I'd smile, go back, hang that shit up. I was talking to no one. Damn.
No, really. I do that shit too sometimes, man, for real.
I do that too. I mean, like, people would ask me for sizes, right? And I know damn sure we don't have the size, or, like, in the back. So I'll be like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. Like, I know for sure we don't have that because I checked earlier. And then they're like, oh, okay. And then they go ahead and look and ask another sales associate, mm-hmm. like, oh, do you guys have this? And then they'll say the same thing. And then like they'll mm-hmm. just keep on asking everyone else around me. Mm-hmm. And they'll say the exact same thing. Like, I hate that.
Nah, see, I get it. Because like I said, I'd be fake looking. So whenever people would ask for something, and I go in the back and like fake look, and then they ask another person, and then they actually do look, I just hide in the back again. Like,
just hide, just like, yeah. Hey, bro, this man told me mm-hmm. you guys
I'd
walk, shit.
I'd go in, like, as they went in, I'd be like, yo, I told dude, like, we don't have that. If we do, go ahead, I'm just gonna hide here, let me know when they leave. Because like, I'm not trying to deal with it. Like, some days, I'm just like, yeah, I'm not gonna deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll fake it and be like, oh, yeah, definitely, I'll check in the back for you. No problem, ma'am.
I hate that fake voice, too.
That oh, I put on my fake mm-hmm. voice
that
at work.
That should definitely.
You should see, man.
That should definitely, voice, like...
Like, I don't know why, but everyone's fake voice is, like, Caucasian high pitched.
My Caucasian white voice. Hi there. How you doing today? Mm-hmm. Oh, was your day great? So was mine. How's mm-hmm. the weather outside?
I
weather,
fucking love bro. My job. I do to my coworkers.
Thanks,
since we have headsets in my job where we could talk to each other no matter where we are in the restaurant, and be like, I was like, here, watch. I turned my headset. I talked to my coworkers. And I'm like, here, listen to this, and then I do my fake voice, and then they're like, bro, who are you? But it don't matter because you just got a $30 meal.
Fucking Patrick, dude, man, take your head.
Oh. All right, so we're gonna take a break.
Pause. Or you could cut this.
Yeah, I'm gonna pause it.
Oh, thank God, dude. I'm holding a hard shishi right now.
Yeah, we're gonna take a shishi break because this is about to cut off. So we'll be back after the break. Alright, we're back from the shishi break, y'all. I don't know where we left off at, to be honest, but we'll just pick it up somewhere new.
Bro, time be fucking me up.
Time? Oh, yeah, you're gonna say something about time. Yeah,
man, I'm so bad with scheduling. Like, with time, I schedule by, like, task. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, today, like, I couldn't tell you a time when I was gonna pull up.
I know.
I was just like, yeah, we hooping. Like, I'll come straight after we hoop since you couldn't let me shower.
That was the complete opposite. I told Justin a specific time and I came earlier than
yeah,
that.
He came early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He came to my job. And then, like, I went to the back room and then he disappeared. I was like, bro, where'd you go? Yeah, and I was asking around, like, where'd he go? And then they're like, bro, I don't know. Like, he just disappeared. But... Yeah, I'm bad with time too. Like, especially now, like, since we're getting older, like, everyone's getting busy.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's so damn hard to schedule people now.
Yeah.
Like, we can't even have, like, our main group from the podcast on here, too.
Honestly. Mm-hmm.
When was the last time we had all five of us?
The first one.
the episode three. The one I just uploaded.
Was I in that?
Yeah, everyone was here.
Oh, yeah, I was.
It was the core group.
That's probably going to be the last time in a long time.
Last time in a long time? Oh, yeah, because Julian has... Because
we start school.
Oh.
Yeah, true.
We start school tomorrow.
If anything, it would be us four.
Sometimes.
Dude,
because Julian...
I feel like... I don't know.
I'm always at work. I'm always at school.
I'm always dancing.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Yeah.
I have Hell Week this week.
Oh, you have Hell Week this week.
What's Hell Week?
It's like when...
I practice every day.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes they go late.
Yeah, until, like, 1 or
something. Yeah, but I'm pretty bad at, like, mm-hmm. scheduling nowadays, like, especially with a packed schedule. And, like, there's so many things that I want to do, but, like, I have to put my priorities first.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, sometimes I even have a hard time doing that because I get distracted easily. You know, you saw me earlier, like, mm-hmm. typing that paper. I would just, like, oh, get distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. And procrastination freaking kills me so much. I need to get better with that.
Bro.
Bro, I don't know. I don't procrastinate.
You feel like you use your time wisely?
I don't. Yeah, I use my time. Like, I don't know. I've learned, like, time is definitely something important to me. Like, I value time more than I value money right now.
Dude, so, it freaking sucks because, like, I always want to do the fun stuff first. But I want to do the fun stuff first, and I always, like, ignore the priorities. Like, I was telling Gavin earlier. I was like, I know I have to do stuff. I know I have to, like, finish that paper, or I know I have to, I know I have to study for a test, but I don't do it. Like, I would rather do other things, like, hang out with my friends, or, like, I would do the dumbest things to, like, distract myself. Like, I would purposely find something to distract myself. I would, like, I'll be, like, typing my paper. But I'll be typing my paper. Like, I know I have a paper, but then
damn, that's not a shit from here.
But I know.
Fuck y'all, bro.
Sorry, we're getting distracted in the background. We're getting distracted from the background here.
Alright, so for y'all that can't see, we passing around.
Oh yeah, we can't see.
My phone. We're not smelling a little funky.
No, we could something funny. We talk about eating ass. This ain't PG-13 no more.
Some family
trainer. Rated T for teens.
What was I talking about? Oh, time,
so I feel like it's just like we have to learn how to prioritize.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Because I was talking about, like, I would purposely, like, call people when I'm typing my paper. Like, I think last night I was like, I wonder what whoever's doing. Like, I'll call my dad. Like, I was like, oh, I wonder how my dad's doing. Or my sister's. Like, I'll purposely call them and they're like, what's up? I'm like, I have a paper to write. And then they're like, aren't you supposed to be typing it? Yeah. Why are you talking to me? I'm like, I don't know. I just wanted to distract myself, basically.
There's probably some therapy shit.
Yeah.
Like, this podcast is low-key therapy for me.
Yeah. It's nice talking about things out loud. But, yeah, I'm learning. I learned a lot. I mean, I would say that, but then I would do it again. But I'm definitely learning with procrastination.
Bro, this is totally off topic, but I kind of want to talk about what happened last night.
Oh.
I still don't know. I still don't know. You said freak nasty.
Oh, hell no.
We didn't do no freak nasty.
Spooky.
Shout out Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
Big ol' freak.
We'll give my side.
Oh,
your side.
I do remember.
Because we were both in different cars.
Okay, first.
I'll give my side too.
Oh, hell no. I already know his side. I already know fucking Bigo's side. Yeah, exactly.
I was chilling.
So last night, the group kind of endured this creepy, scary, like. We almost got robbed or we almost died yesterday. It could have gone either way, but. Honestly, it's probably just scare tactics. Anyway, we had a situation last night where we kind of just were all shook. Like, we were all kind of, like, frightened.
Yeah.
So, who wants to go first? You want to go first?
I'll go first. Can I go first?
You want to go first?
Yeah.
About the story?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, man.
So I was sitting in... We all met up at Wendy's, right? We all went to one
for that
car.
4 for 4.
Shout out Wendy's.
Saving all these college students.
Make it larger just for a dollar.
So we all drive up there.
Oh yeah, that.
We all go into one car, which is Lawrence's car.
Yeah.
And then we're in there eating our food, and then
I leave.
Justin leaves
to go to his car.
To go to his car
because he got some business. And then we're all just like sitting there eating and talking, and then. This one guy shows up. Everyone starts like getting scared. Dude, I was just sitting there.
I was the closest one to him.
Yeah, Justin was the closest one to him. So like I was just sitting there, like what? I don't even see a guy in my perspective. They were talking about who's this guy. So he'd be like walking around like Wendy's and stuff. He would be walking to the. There's like a so. Motherfucker, I don't even know.
He said street.
A street?
So there's, yeah. We were in the parking lot. He was looking at the car, like, next to Justin, which is, like, all wrecked and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
he was looking through it for like a fat minute.
Yeah.
And then he looked at Justin supposedly.
From dude, I was scared as fuck. Yeah,
I'll give my point of view in a bit.
Yeah, I'll give my point of view.
So like, when Lawrence saw, that's like when I saw him at first. He was looking at the other car, and then everyone started like getting scared, and then I started getting hungry. Everyone started losing their appetite. So like, I'll be like, I guess I'll get it.
Yeah, you're stress eating.
I wasn't stress eating. I was like,
he was just hungry. Bro.
I was just hungry. I was like, just chilling.
You're like, damn, the cold, the food's getting cold.
He said dinner and a show.
So like, this is fine ass entertainment.
I wasn't, look, okay, not gonna lie, I wasn't tripping as like everyone else was, because like,
you weren't really like, looking out the window either. You were just chilling, eating.
No, I was looking out the window. I just didn't know. I was just like,
oh, really?
Just munching.
Yeah, I was looking. I was like, I don't see nobody.
Just fucking nod at him.
And then when I saw him, like, I wasn't even scared because when I saw him, because like, I was ready to throw some hands if he was going to do something.
Yeah, yeah, same.
But like, I wasn't really thinking of like what the consequences was. I was just ready to go out and like, what's up, bitch?
Yeah, yeah, for real. Like, same.
I'm a dancer, you know.
But at the same time, I was like, nah, I don't want to go out. Yeah, I'm hungry.
He's like, let me finish my food, then I'll throw some hands. Yeah, I need this,
like,
energy.
Everyone, no one ate their fries. I had like three.
Yeah, no,
three medium fries.
I gave you my fries.
Yeah, bro, I was like,
hungry. Yeah.
Ate good that night.
I was like, fuck yeah.
All right, you want to talk about your perspective?
Yeah. So what I saw, it's basically kind of what Bruno was talking about, but like, I was following this guy throughout the whole time. So we were just chilling, eating, and imagine the street and going down, right? And then on one side of the street is cars parked, and then the other side is the Wendy's, right?
Like the other buildings.
Yeah. So the guy walks from the Wendy's, crosses the street to where the cars are parked. And next to Justin's car. And next to Justin's car, he's parked next to like a sidewalk that's perpendicular to the street.
Mm-hmm.
And he's chilling on the sidewalk. And there's like a railing on the sidewalk. And on each side of the sidewalk, there's two cars. One car to the right is an old beat up car. And then to the left, there's Justin's car. So the dude walks towards the sidewalk, turns to the right, looks inside the old beat up car, and turns to the left to see Justin in his car. And as soon as he turned to the left and saw Justin in his car, I noticed this dude was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Like, this dude was wearing like a big black hoodie, baseball cap, hoodie over the baseball cap, and then he was wearing a mask. Like, so this dude wasn't trying to get identified and shit. And this man was like looking at Justin for a fat minute. Like, and at first I was thinking like, oh, it's kind of cold out, this dude's just trying to cover his face. But nah, he was looking inside the cars, like, to get some shit or whatever.
What kind of mask was it?
It was, like, it wasn't even a mask. It was, like, a rag. So I thought from a distance, I thought it was a scarf, right? And he was just trying to cover his face. But, like, this dude was sketch. Like, this dude looked sketch.
Mm-hmm.
So he looked at Justin for a fat minute. Justin turns, looks at my car, which is, like, a couple cars down. Looks at me, mouths, do you guys see this?
Yeah, dude.
And then I'm like, yeah. Like, I don't know if I responded to you, but I'm like, yeah, I see this.
Are
yeah.
your windows tinted?
No, it's clear.
So you saw a dude.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he saw him.
Dude.
Like, the dude saw Justin.
I'll say in a bit.
And yeah, so I'm keeping an eye on this guy because this guy's sketch. So I know the guy's there, but he moved, so I can't see him. But I know he's still there. So he starts moving, walking down the cars towards my car, where my sister Bruno and Julian are, and I'm like, guys, he's coming this way. And like, I could feel that my sister froze, I know that Julian froze, and then all I heard was fries being munched on, which was Bruno. And I'm like, everyone dropped it, but all I heard was like fries. So this guy keeps getting closer and closer to my car. He passed Justin's car, he's looking at our license plates, bro. And like, he's far enough where I know, like, where, like, he could touch my car, but he didn't touch it. And, like, so this dude walks by my car now, looking through the backseat of my car, and he looks in, sees everybody, and I make eye contact with this dude. And, like, this dude, like, gave me, like, a look, and then, like...
Look at me like how he looked at you.
Like, he went, like...
like shifty eye, like this.
He was like this. He was like this.
Yeah. Like he nodded a little bit, and like I saw that the guy, like the mask or whatever he was wearing, like was purposely like trying to cover up his face and shit. Yeah. And like he was walking, like he was walking like he was heavy, bro. Like he had like a Glock, or he probably had like a Glock or something, because he had his hands in his pockets. But like, for the people listening, like, put like your fingers in the shape of like how you would like pretend to shoot a gun, and then like put that in your pocket, and like. But I knew his hands weren't like that, like to scare, because his hands were like elevated, as if like he had his hands on something in his pocket.
It wasn't a phone.
Like, it wasn't a phone. It was a fucking Glock. So, he like, lifts his arm up. Like, it looks like he was about to pull. And he just gives me a look. And I'm like, I didn't do nothing. I didn't say nothing. And this dude just walked off. And, like, he kept on walking and shit. And then to my friends, I'm like, guys, I think I should call the cops. Like, because there's other people at the state. There's other people at this Wendy's, like, parked up just eating and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, there's another building next to the Wendy's, and this dude turns the corner, and then we never saw him again. And
it was a ghost.
But before he walked away, I did call the cops saying, all this shit kind of happened, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. There's a dude. I don't know. I don't think he has a gun, but whatever. Like, I don't know if he has a gun or not, but, like...
I got a question.
What?
Did they ever update you?
Nah, they never called me back.
Bro...
Yeah, so I don't know, because shit. Now like my thought is that my car got tagged. You know what I mean? Like, and all that kind of shit. But that's me overthinking shit, you know, because like what Julian was saying, like this dude's not alone, whatever. Like, who knows, man? But like, if he wanted to pull up, he would have pulled up, he would have done some shit. And yeah, so Justin, that's my end of the story. And it was like, it was freaky as fuck, because like, bro, like I never really encountered a person with a gun looking at me like that before. Like, actually threatened me, kind of, way in a way. So, I was just like, what the fuck is going on tonight, bro?
Alright.
So, yeah, go ahead.
My perspective. So, I was already having a bad night. I backed my car into a truck, and it dented my car pretty bad. So, I was already having a bad night. Like, we all met up just to, like, check out my dent. And then, yeah, like, I was in their car. And then I went to my car just to take a phone call. And then, I don't know why, but I had, like, a gut feeling that something was, like, bad. So, I look in my peripheral, I see a guy just standing there. And he was, like, he looked very suspicious. He had, like, baggy clothes on, like, as Lawrence described. And he was, like, checking out the old car next to me. And that car's always been there at Wendy's. Like, we always see it.
Yeah.
But, like, it looked like it wasn't his car, like, for sure. And then, he, like, stood nearby the railing nearby me. He's, like, at least not even like 5 feet away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns around, looks at me. I see his hand like positioned like he's holding a gun, looks at me for a fat ass minute. And then I just like look at him, and then I'm like,
I don't want no trouble.
I looked at him and then I looked away. I'm like, fuck that. But I was like keeping an eye on him the whole time. And then I knew my doors weren't locked. And then the person on the phone that I was with, she was like, Lock the door. I'm like, I can't, because it's going to make a noise. So I didn't. And then as the guy was like turned back around looking the other direction, and I mouthed to like Lawrence's car. I was like, y'all fucking see this shit? Like, my face looked like I was probably scared. Like,
we were all scared.
Yeah, I looked fucking scared as fuck. Like, just looking at them, I was like, do you guys see this? You guys see that? Like, please tell me you see that. And then, like, I just froze up in the situation, and then the guy, like, he ended up walking around behind our cars, and I just kept on looking at him. He looked like he was, like, trying to search for something. Like, he's not looking for an Uber. Like, nope.
Yeah.
but as he got closer to Lawrence's car, I started taking off. I was, like, wearing dress clothes. I was wearing, like, this like, blazer.
Ooh.
I know. But I was wearing this blazer. I took it off. Took off my tie. And then I rolled up my sleeves, took off my rings, you know.
Should have kept the rings on.
I know.
Said rings.
And then I took off my my bracelet. I was like, okay, if shit goes down, I'm going out that car.
Yeah,
out this car.
For real.
Yeah, but I was like,
we were all ready to throw hands, bro.
I was ready to throw hands.
Yeah, Bruno was ready.
I was like,
fucking mess with me tonight. I fucking dare you.
Yeah, but then I was like, if I'm gonna die tonight, I don't want to die like this, because I wasn't wearing my dress shoes anymore. I was in my Crocs.
You said, I'm dying in Crocs.
Like, yeah. I said, I looked up in the sky. I'm like, come on, man. Like, first I messed up my car. My mom is pissed at me. Like, she's so mad. But anyways, she was so mad. And I was like, man, if I die right now, like, I'm wearing my Crocs. And I was like, I looked at my feet. I'm like, I'm putting this bitch on sports mode. Like, if I have to run or some shit, like, I ain't tripping on this like plastic shit. Like I look good from the top, but then when you like pan down, look at my shoes, like, oh hell no. Like,
what if the dude opens your door, he's about to kill you, he's like, are those fucking Crocs?
Like, nah, you're good, fam.
Shout out Crocs for saving my life.
You already killed yourself in that
way. Like, that ain't no fashion statement right there. Mm-hmm,
he's just like, you killed yourself already. I'm gonna move on.
Yeah, but I was like wearing these nice clothes and then like, I
looked at my nice Crocs.
Like these nice Crocs, and then I was like, man, if I have to run, like, I don't want to be tripping on these. So yeah, sports mode all the way. Dude, I was literally like thinking in my head, I was like laughing. I was like, fuck, I'm gonna die in my Crocs right now. Like, come on. Even though I'm joking around about the situation, like, I was dead ass serious. Oh, man.
Hey, Gavin, what would you do in this situation? Like, be real. What do you think you would do in the heat of the moment?
Bro, stay in my fucking car and lock my doors, man.
Do other people really tell me, like, drive away? Or, like, hit the guy with the car?
Like, I was like, hard, I don't know. Man, that's kind of hard, bro.
Okay, from what Aki said, it dude not from around there, if he looking at an old beat up car that's like been there, like he's definitely
not from the area.
Yeah, he's not from the area and he's just looking for something.
Something to steal.
Yeah, type shit. I don't know. I'd be stupid in the moment, bro. So I'm not gonna say I'm good in the moment.
Yeah.
Like, but I won't freeze type shit. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I would honk.
Honk?
Oh, yeah. I would not have honked.
I would have honked.
I didn't want to lock my car because it would, like, make a noise and get his attention.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could only assume that your car is locked.
Yeah. But, like, in the heat of the moment, like, I'd say, like, I'm pretty good in situations. Like, I'm quick to react. Like, in a smart way.
Yeah, no, like, I'm dumb.
Dude, the person I was talking to on the phone, she was, like, telling me, like, lock your car. Don't go out of the car. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. Like, but I'm not going to lock my car. Mm-hmm. Or, like, she's like, don't go out of the car. I'm like, I'm going out of my car if shit goes down. Like, if he gets closer to my car, I'm fucking, like, I'm gonna duck and cover, bro. Like, I'm trapped in that small space. Like, no.
100%. I don't know. If I definitely seen dude come closer to me and check my license plates like that,
Dude, that's sketchy as hell. Like, no normal person does that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'd honk. I'd be ready to drive, hit him type shit. I don't know. Like, if he running, go ahead and run. But, like, the way I see it, like, if I honk, he knows I'm here. He knows I know he's here. Other people will be knowing that he's here. So he's gonna run.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I made eye contact, so he knew I knew he was there.
That's probably why he gave you that nod.
Yeah.
He tried
to tell
you. Nodded.
Yeah, he didn't. I don't even. Did he nod? I was too free. I was. He's made a sign or made a signal that he acknowledged that we were there. And, like, I don't know. It was weird. So, like, moral of the story is be safe, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, don't be stupid in, like, situations like that, bro.
Like, don't. Like,
oops.
Like, I mean, that's not stupid, though, because you had good reasoning for it. Though.
No, but, like, when I first thought about it, like, now I have a good reason as I was saying it.
Yeah.
I was just talking.
I think the best thing to do in that situation is, like, analyze the situation. Like, you don't know if this person is harmful or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, in the first place. Like, yeah.
At the end of the story, he didn't mess with any of us, you know what I mean? But, yeah. Like, it was just more, like, scare tactics, bro.
I always try to be aware of my surroundings.
Yeah, always. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. That's why I was just like, guys, like, I don't, if, like, if we weren't looking out the windows and we were just chilling, I wouldn't have thought that he was there.
Yeah. If you would have just been munching on your food.
Yeah. Dude, I had a gut feeling. Like, I had, like something bad was happening, like, in my stomach. I was like, oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I was going to call you, dude.
I was like, this ain't the banquet food I ate earlier.
Didn't you call my sister?
Yeah, I called your sister, like, once, like, the guy walked away from my car.
Oh, yeah, and then I was already on the phone with
the
cops.
Yeah, you were already on the phone. I was like, do you guys still see him and all that? Like,
cops didn't follow up with us, so that's the weirder part.
Bro, they're not.
They're not going
to. If anything, they're going to follow up with you and be like,
Yeah, we didn't find them.
Yeah, we can't find them, but if we do, we'll let you know. And that's cap.
There's cameras. That's a busy area.
Mm-hmm. It's a busy area. There are cameras, but like, I don't know, man. I don't trust cops.
That's, I mean, just like, me. They can help. Mm-hmm.
I can see how they can help, but.
Yeah, but anyway, that's just the whole weird part of the story, you know what I mean? I mean, this is just a weird ass thing that happened last night, bro. Like, after we got back, like, after the whole situation happened, like, we drove back to Julian's place, and bro, all of us just went fucking, it was just like a fucking, like, mess. We just went there to collect ourselves, bro.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Then it turned into a tear fest, but that's another thing for another time.
Y'all so cry? Next podcast.
Huh?
Y'all cry?
Yeah, but different reasons.
Okay.
Sometimes we can't say on the podcast. But I'll tell y'all good. I'll tell y'all later. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably gonna end it here, to be honest.
I feel like we should end on a good note.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
No, but like everything's getting better now. Like we're still okay. Yeah.
No, but like another good note to talk about. Type.
What do you guys love?
You.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Suave.
Wow. What have y'all talked about?
Huh?
What have y'all talked about?
Oh, we talked about a lot of things on this podcast.
I don't remember. They're all mixed up.
Yeah,
they're all kind of like our normal guys' conversations. Well, so we're like, we can't really like remember what.
Like today's basically our last day of spring break.
Oh
well,
shit!
True. It's been like it's
one. How was everyone with spring break?
It was.
Oh my god.
Okay, no, but no. What I'm gonna say is now, like, I guess.
Did our podcast exist a week ago?
Our podcast existed.
I think it's like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been like 2 weeks.
You were in school.
Because when we made our first podcast, we were.
Never mind.
Yeah, we were at like coffee house or something like that.
Oh yeah, no, I remember
we made so many podcasts already.
Yeah. I remember we had like a deep talk or something, and then we were like, "Hey, this should be a podcast." And then we're like, "Okay."
It was you. It was you, me, and Nick. And you're like, "This sounds like a podcast," and I'm like, "We should make a podcast."
And then that's how we were born.
And then I actually downloaded this app.
Wait, what are you saying?
Oh, and then I downloaded this app saying, like, guys, we should actually make this podcast.
Uh-huh.
And one night we got together and we're like, yeah, let's make this podcast happen. And then the podcast didn't happen that night, but the next night. And, it was kind of out of the blue, to be honest. Like,
it was fun to make, to be honest.
These are fun to make, dude. Like, it's nice talking, like, everybody about, like, things we did know or didn't know already.
And shout out to
having,
all the people.
Yeah, everyone that listens, y'all are some real ones.
Yeah.
Like,
we,
Gavin.
We like the feedback. We love the feedback.
Like, sorry. Gavin listens to our podcast, and now he's on the show.
Yeah.
Like, if you listen and you want to be on the podcast, like.
Just let us know.
Yeah, just let either one of us know, and like.
We may or may not.
It depends on our schedule.
It depends on all of our schedules. Yeah, I mean, like, we don't all need to be here.
It's 1:30.
But, like, maybe we could have, like, a one-on-one podcast.
Could, like, one of us have, like. Just like only like one of the Barkas have a podcast. Just like one person and like guest.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's what I was thinking. I was gonna bring up to you guys later, but like we don't all need to be here.
Yeah.
Since I'm the one controlling everything about
the
podcast.
But just not with you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
No, like so, I feel like this podcast should be like flexible.
Yeah,
we're pretty flexible.
Yeah. Like it doesn't have to be whenever I'm available because it's always shot on my phone and I'm always the one editing it. And like and yeah, so I mean like if y'all wanna be on the podcast, don't be afraid of, like we're all really like approachable people.
Yeah.
Like as you probably could tell from the podcast. So like
DM us,
let us know. Like you wanna be on it.
Slide
you know
into
what I mean?
DMs.
Shout out to
if you got any special requests on who you wanna be on the podcast.
Shout out to everyone who's been part of the podcast.
Yeah,
so far.
Shoot your
shot. Honestly, shout out to everyone. Gavin, Robert.
Shoot your shot.
Gavin, Robert, who else?
Dana, Miko, Kirsten.
Aren't you Miko?
No, there's
another. There's another Miko. He was the one, really funny one on episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out episode 2.
I said, I think you funny.
Oh, we should leave the room, guys. They're about to. They're eye fucking each other right now.
Oh, yeah, no, we're not.
Now we are.
All right. Yeah, we're probably gonna end here.
Fuck spring break. I
heard. Spring break. Oh yeah.
So. Yeah. So I mean.
It's late.
We always film these late, bro. Like we're always.
It's always like late night.
We're class. Always in our fields, or it's always dark out. We've never made a pod. Oh wait, just kidding. The mini cast was made.
I'm with during it. Lunchtime. I don't know.
During lunchtime, like, yeah.
I get energy at night.
Same. I'm nocturnal as fuck, bro.
Yeah, me too. You see
like,
my eyes?
I don't sleep.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sleeping.
Yeah, bro. I'd be stronger with the moon when it's up. That's a whole different story.
Like a whole. Mm-hmm. When you come back on the podcast, you can tell
shout
us.
Out the moon, bro.
Shout out the moon.
Get me in the feels, bro.
Yeah, but we're gonna end it here. Thank you for having us. Shout out to our guests for today.
Thank you.
Peace. Thank
you. Drop. You guys want to drop nothing? You already dropped. You want to drop it again?
I feel like I'd be clout chasing when I do that. I wanted to do that.
I mean, it's your last chance until the next time.
Anyway.
You're on
here. yeah, it's Rob4N. Rob4EN.
Where can we find you?
Is that on Instagram?
That's Instagram, yeah. Twitter.
Oh, you changed your Instagram too? Or Twitter?
Yeah. Okay. Hell yeah, I'm going through a rebrand, bro. Oh, yeah, this shit dry right now. I don't know. No promises that it's going to be dry by the time this dropped.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you get any followers, you know, tell them. If you follow our guests, tell them the podcast sent you.
Yeah,
and, yeah.
Sure.
How about you, Robert?
Mostly
our fucking room, Gavin.
Oh, yeah, I'll say it again.
it's Gavin. And then it's my last name, but it's kind of long to say.
Can I
say
spell
it out for you?
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know.
Excuse me, I'm
tired, man.
Can I say your last name?
Yeah, you can try to.
Oh, Kinko.
Oh, Kinko. Damn, he said it right.
Oh, Kinko.
Whose dongle is this?
That's mine.
That's O-N-G with the K-I-N-G.
Yeah, I'm going to
use
it. You use it?
If you're doing it syllables, it's O-N-G.
Also, like a little inside joke that we're like, where every time Julian goes like, hi. that was born.
Gavin.
That was born with Gavin.
Yeah.
Y'all know what that is?
Yeah.
It evolved
to hey.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you at the next episode. Later.